Broadcasting more than 2,000 games live and archived in 15 sports in over 10 counties in western Pennsylvania, as well as being the exclusive home for all the WPIAL playoffs and championships for nearly two decades. Anytime, anywhere, always there. We are the MSA Sports Network.
Welcome to Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. WBUT 1050 AM presents the Golden Tornado. Live on 1050 AM, streaming at WBUT.com and via MSASports.net. Brought to you in part by Butler Health System, District Attorney Rich Goldinger, McDonald's Restaurants, Dylan McCandless King, Coulter and Graham, the Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, by Downrange Supply, Grand Reynolds Station, and the United States Air Force. It's time to get the Golden Tornado on the air. Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. Let's go to the field and tonight's action with Ron Willison and Dr. Craig Lucas.
From Next Year Stadium on the campus of Seneca Valley High School, it's Butler High Football on 1050 AM and worldwide at WBUT.com. Tonight, the Tornado take on the Raiders of Seneca Valley in a Northern 7 Conference matchup. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas getting set to bring you this Northern 7 matchup between cross-county rivals Butler and Seneca Valley. The Tornado coming in off a 45-28 win over Altoona in a non-conference game last week. And the Raiders were handed a 42-7 loss here at home to a very strong Pine Richland Ram squad. Craig Lucas, the Tornado, looking to build off a win last week. Boy, how many times can you say you've given up 54 points in 1 week but scored 45 the next, and you're sitting at 1-1?
Wow. I'll tell you what, yeah, you really had both sides of the coin being played here in the last 2 weeks. But obviously the Tornado wants to build off of the momentum that they started to gain as well as the confidence that they had last week.
And, of course, we called Luke Mihalik's name a lot last week. He had four touchdowns, 300 yards in total offense. Butler did find the end zone, though, six times last week, too. But I'm pretty sure, Seneca's going to be keying on Luke Mihalik. So that means other players have to step up here tonight, Craig. And hopefully quarterback Brandon Flieger can maybe find some receivers here tonight. And who else is going to be in the backfield? Maybe Jake Toko have a night tonight, too.
Right, and I totally agree about other players stepping up. You want to take some pressure off of Luke. You know, obviously he's a great athlete. He's done some really good things here, but you want other guys to really get in the equation here. We saw last week several guys coming into different positions and actually doing quite a good job for the Tornado.
Yeah, we saw a lot of good defensive play last week, too, from the Tornado. Of course, Jake Cradle's always around the football, it seems. Darren Skidmore had a good week last week as well. So it's going to be key here tonight, I think, Craig, to for the Tornado to really spread it out a little bit and show some diversity in that offense here this week.
Well, you have to. I know Coach loves to run the ball, and that's the big staple of the Tornado offense, but you have to get that ball in the air. You got to get the guys out of the box a little bit. You got to really spread that field out, and that's going to make it a lot easier for your running game.
Yep, last week Butler threw just six times. We know that Brandon Flieger has the arm. Good to get those receivers involved. Of course, he has Sam Dietrich, who played pretty well last week. He's always a threat as well. John Mihalik is always a threat. They get Dan Klein back this week, and he's a senior on the squad. So there are some options here tonight, I believe, and I think we might see a bit of the diversity in the offense.
I do believe so as well. I think you're going to see him. Spread the ball out a little bit there, widen the field, and then try to elongate the field. And I wouldn't be surprised if you caught a little bit of the underneath stuff, setting up the deep threat that's going to be there either in the Mihalik or the Dietrich.
Now Seneca Valley, led by Ron Butchley, back. This is his second tenure back at Seneca Valley, his first year back. Despite the loss last week, they do have some very talented players. Starting at quarterback is a sophomore in Gabe Lawson, but he's a threat to throw and run. And that's something Butler will have to watch out for tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Those guys up front are going to have to be very disciplined, closing the gaps down, keeping the quarterbacks confined the best they can in the pocket. And if they can do that, that's going to make life a little bit better for our secondary Like I said, the linebackers, as always, are going to be very, we'll say, crucial in all gameplay. But I think when you have a mobile quarterback, it's imperative that they really lock in and watch what the guards do in front of them so that they can get to them any chance they can.
Lawson, as I mentioned, a sophomore, has thrown for 121 yards and a touchdown. He's 15 for 33 on the season. He also has run for 81 yards, but he's also thrown four interceptions. Now, granted, their opponents have been very good. Peters Township, they lost in week one to by a score of, let's see if I can get that score real quick, 13-8. And last week to Pine Ridge. So they've faced a couple of pretty good opponents here in the early going. But this one's always a good scrap, these two teams. It's kind of a natural rivalry. I think Seneca Valley has more of a rival with North Allegheny. For some reason, mm-hmm. that seems like more of a rival. It'd be really nice to see if the Tornado can kind of, you know, reheat that rivalry between these two teams with a win here tonight.
Absolutely. To be able to pick up a conference win, both teams are looking for that. Both teams are looking to really stage an identity here. And we know that this is the type of game you have to win. If you want a shot at the playoffs, this, again, it's early in the season, but you have to come out of here because of the buzzsaw section we're in. We really need to get as many conference wins under our belt as possible.
Yep. I should mention Seneca Valley does have a pretty good running back in Noah Mancuso. So far, he has 158 yards rushing in two games. So he's a kid they got to watch out for. He is a senior, too. So he's been around. The Seneca has been hurt with graduation, obviously. They've had some great football teams the last few years. So, I know coaches don't like to use the term rebuilding, if you will, but they're in a bit of that kind of a mode here.
Oh, yes. You look where they were last year, and now to start all over again, new coach, new system. But, hey, every program goes through it.
No doubt about it. Seneca Valley has defeated the Tornado 10 straight times, so Butler will look to end that skid here tonight. And the Raiders hold a one-game advantage all time, 17 wins to 16 for the Tornado. We'll take a timeout and come back with the start of tonight's game. Butler and Seneca Valley right here on 1050 AM. And worldwide at WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's morning. You can tell by the music. Perhaps you'd like to greet the day with pancakes and sausage. How? You're in a car on the go, which makes syrup a no-go. Here's how. McDonald's Sausage McGriddles. Warm griddle cakes with the taste of sweet maple, plus savory sizzling sausage. Now just $2. Grab any size McCafe drip coffee for just a dollar more. Sounds like a very good morning. A la carte only, limited time only at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
It's Seneca Valley High School. Ron Willison with Craig Lucas. Butler has won the toss. They have elected to receive to begin the game here tonight. Butler in their road white jerseys, wearing the blue pants tonight with the gold numerals and gold helmets. Seneca Valley in the home black with the powder blue numerals, black helmets, and the powder blue Seneca Valley logo on the helmet. Other games tonight, conference, Penn Hills at Pine Richland. Shaler is at North Allegheny in a non-conference game. Central Catholic is visiting Hempfield. Nice night. A little warm side. A little warmer here this evening than we've been experiencing.
Absolutely.
It seems here in the early. But really a great-looking, fairly new field here, I believe. I don't know if it's new this year. All sports turf here. Seth Winters is the kicker for Seneca Valley. Back deep for Butler is Sam Dietrich and Luke Mihalik. Butler will move left to right as we see it. Like a nice contingent of Butler fans here tonight made the trip west on 68. Good crowd overall. Winters gets the go-ahead from the referee. The run-up and the boot, and we're underway, and it's a high kick, and Dietrich will take it at the 14. He's at the 20, cuts it to his right at the 25. It is met at the 28-yard line. Sam Dietrich will move the pile forward, and right to about the 20, almost just shy of the 29-yard line. Decent field position for Butler, and Craig, they were kicking away from Luke Mihalik.
Oh, without a doubt. That was pretty clear, but nice thing is Dietrich did a nice job fielding the ball and getting it upfield.
So Butler will start the first possession of the evening at their own 29-yard line. Brandon Flieger is the quarterback, the senior, 5'11", 205-pounders. He'll send Dietrich out to the far side. Brad Kopp will come to the near side on first down as a tornado. Will come out in that staggered backfield with Flieger in the gun on first down. Actually, the pistol as he moves closer to center. Turns and gives it to Luke Mihalik off the right tackle. He bounces to the outside. He's at the 30, 40, and he dives forward. Luke Mihalik with a nice run for a first down for the tornado out to the 46-yard line.
Very nice job finding the seam there over the right guard. Did a nice job ducking his head and just turning it for the sidelines. And, boy, he was in open grass.
17 yards on the carry for Mihalik. And right away, Butler with a first down.
It's not what Seneca Valley wanted to do right off the bat. Yeah, they were looking to stuff that run.
And tornado get to the line. On first down, Flieger will turn again. This time Mihalik is met with a lot of resistance. The Raiders just collapse in on him from both sides of the ball. Craig, he had nothing up the middle and nowhere to go on either side.
Well, they were pinching the ends hard that time. It looked like they were almost blitzing hard from the outside. Obviously, no responsibility for those guys except pure contain. You know, they're just coming in there really tight. If it would have been a pass, I don't know if he would have had any time really to set up back there. So hopefully the tornado will start to read that.
Loss of a couple on the play makes it second down and 12. We're just underway. First possession of the game. Butler has it at their own 44-yard line. Man in motion goes Dietrich to the far side. On second down, turn and give to Mihalik again. He'll try the right side. A flag comes in, and Mihalik will actually lose maybe a yard. Looked like he was going to lose more. Dove forward. We'll see what the flag's all about, Craig, but it's in the area of holding.
Unfortunately, you're right.
That's a chop block.
Yeah.
On the tornado. Flag thrown at the 43-yard line, so it's a spot foul. And they'll decline the penalty. The referee said they declined it, and the yeah. That's a little bit unusual, wouldn't you think, Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that be a 15-yarder?
Right.
So they'll make it third down in 13. So a loss of one on the play. Ball at the 43-yard line. I'm puzzled by that decline. And we'll take it. Third down. This time Butler will put four in the pattern on third and 13. Mihalik, the lone setback. Flieger to throw. Straight dropper comes pressure. Screen pass. Mihalik. He has it 45 midfield. Luke Mihalik down the far sideline into Seneca Valley territory, and he's tackled at the 29-yard line. A well-designed play by the tornado.
Absolutely the best play call you can make right there. We talked earlier about the defensive ends pitching hard. They did the same thing. They fed off of that. The screen was just over the rushing incoming lineman. Excellent job. Good play call.
So that is a Butler first down at the Raider 29-yard line. 28 yards on that pass and a lot of yards after the catch for Luke Mihalik. First and 10, Butler at the Seneca Valley 29. Mihalik gets the call up the middle. He goes, breaks the tackle, and a good gainer on first down. He went right over center that time. Did Luke Mihalik to the 22-yard line, and that's a gain of six.
You like to see those quick hits as well. Luke has that ability to get outside. He's got that speed, that shiftiness. But when you can hit him up the middle really quick like that too, defense doesn't have time to set up for it.
Make that a gain of 7 for Mihalik, down to the 22. Again, Butler will put 4 in the pattern. Couple of slot receivers and wideouts to either side as well. On second down, and Luke Mihalik will come out of the backfield. Empty backfield. Here comes a blitz up the middle, and Pfleger with the keeper up the middle he goes. A flag comes in, and that might be motion, I would think, Craig, maybe on the tornado.
Well, that was a heck of a throw with the flag there. It looked like a lawn dart coming out there.
He has enough for a first down, it appears, at the 20, but a holding call will penalize the tornado. That'll be a 5-yard march off back to the 27. So that will negate what appeared to be a first down carry for Luke Mihalik. Actually, a 10-yard penalty. From the spot of the foul all the way back to the 34-yard line.
That hurts losing the first down, but what hurts even more is it gets you out of the field goal range.
It does. Makes it second down and 15. Clock rolling, 9:11 to go, first quarter. First possession of the game. Butler has it at the Raider 34. He'll put Sam Dietrich in motion from the near side, turn and give it to Luke Mihalik. He puts his head down and gets back to the initial line of scrimmage whenever left tackle that time. And they mark him at the 29-yard line. Tyler Proctor with the tackle for Seneca Valley, a gain of 5 on the play for Mihalik. Third down and 10. And it's good they showed that screen pass, Craig. As you said, that will set back on our heels a little bit.
Exactly. Keeps that defensive front a little bit more honest for Seneca Valley.
See what the coach has drawn up here on third down and 10. Look at play action. Quick hitter over the middle. It's tipped, intercepted. Tipped at the line, and it was open. The play was open. Picked off, though, by the Raiders, and coming up with that football is Jake Stebbins.
And if somebody doesn't get their big paw up there, that's going right to Dietrich. He was wide open.
On a slant.
Would have been a perfect first down play.
So that drive stalls at the Seneca Valley 29-yard line, and the Raiders now will go out on offense for the first time tonight.
Unfortunately for Pfleger, the two interceptions he had this year both have come off tip balls like that.
And that was just a 1-yard return to the 30. First down and 10. Gabe Lawson is the quarterback for Seneca Valley. He'll go in under center on first down. Single wideouts to either side. Ty Gross goes in motion. Seth Mancuso goes in. And he'll drive a Butler potential tackler backwards. And he'll get to the 36-yard line. A gain of 6 for Mancuso. Julian Jones coming up to make the hit for the tornado. Second down and 4. Sophomore on second down. Right, he's in the shotgun. Mancuso will get the call again. This time the tornado waits for him. Numerous tacklers in on that one. Butler read it well. Loss on the play to the 34, loss of 2.
Wow. That was great. I mean, that was just smothered him.
And he got some help.
Oh, he absolutely did. Colton Frost is coming in to clean it up as well.
Good job by Stazer. Second down. That makes it third down, pardon me. Third and 6. Ball at the Seneca Valley 34-yard line. Wideouts will go to either side again for Seneca Valley on third down and 6. Mancuso, the lone setback. Play action, roll out to the near side, bootleg, wide open down the near sideline is Jake Banofsky. He catches it. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, no flags on the play. Wow, he's wide open.
Definitely a blown assignment there in the coverage. Let him get that free.
66 yards on the pass and catch. And at 6:31 of the first quarter, Seneca Valley's up 6-0. That was a stunner right there.
That really was. That's a hard one coming off a turnover like that for the Tornado.
Point after try, Seth Winters. I take that back. That is Tanner Sherry out there. Place kicker. And the extra point is good. So with 6:31 to go in the first quarter, Seneca Valley strikes first. It's a Raiders 7, the Tornado nothing. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Next Tier Stadium, the Raiders lead the Tornado 7-0, and the ensuing kickoff to Luke Mihalik at the 12. He's at the 20, 25. Mihalik up the middle, and that was Sam Dietrich. My apologies. And Dietrich up to the 34-yard line. Good field position again for the Tornado, but connection from
oh, absolutely. That's a very important drive. Plenty of ball left to play.
No doubt about that.
But there is a sense of urgency.
So first down and 10 for the Tornado at their own 34. Brandon Flieger in the pistol on first down. They'll give it to Luke Mihalik, and Luke will try the middle. It's stacked up for no gain, maybe loss a yard to the 33-yard line. No, they'll mark him right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Second down.
Now they're keeping 8 men in the box there.
So they're almost daring the Tornado to put it in the air.
Absolutely. And we see what happened with the screen. You know, we do have an effective passing game.
Ball on the left hash, Butler moving left to right. Second down and 10. Man in motion, that's Luke Mihalik to the far sideline. Flieger to throw, looking that way. Sideline pattern, and it's incomplete, but lots of contact, and that's in the area of pass interference, Craig.
Definitely. And it was a nice play design because you had Luke Mihalik going into motion there. You could see a little bit of confusion with the Seneca Valley defense. Didn't know who was going to cover him, and he got out there, and somebody just blanketed him.
Officials conferring at the line of scrimmage. And if it indeed goes against the Raiders, it'll be a 10-yard penalty, I believe, from the line of scrimmage and a first down. Pass interference, the call. What? Oh, offensive pass interference. Alrighty then.
He must have pushed off with his elbows. Because that's the only way that you can push from behind.
Alrighty then. So the penalty goes against Butler. And that's a 15-yarder. I was wrong. That goes all the way back to the 19-yard line. And that's an unsportsmanlike. Another flag thrown. So some frustration. And happened right in front of the Butler bench, too. So they had a good look at it.
Right.
did the Tornado coaches. So I don't know if a player said something, but an unsportsmanlike penalty will be tacked on to.
Well, maybe somebody was expressing the ability of being able to push backwards. Like, I mean, anatomically is impossible to extend your arms back that far. And maybe they just wanted to let them know that could not happen.
Unsportsmanlike, the call pushes it all the way back to the 10-yard line. Wow. So now it's second down and 35. Ball at the 9-yard line. So big hole here for the Tornado. Dietrich comes in motion toward the line of scrimmage. Gives it off to Luke Mihalik, and he'll get around the left end, get positive yards out to the 15-yard line, a gain of 6.
It's a nice chunk, but, boy, not near enough.
So a tall task here for Butler. We'll make it third down and 29 at the 15-yard line. 5:13 to go first quarter. Seneca Valley with the lead, 7-0 on a Lawson to Bonofsky, 66-yard touchdown, pass and catch. Wideouts either side for the Tornado on third down and very long. And they'll just hand it up the middle. That's the fullback with the carry, and I believe that would be Jake Tilko. And it is Tilko with the carry. He'll take it to the 20-yard line, a gain of 5, and that will be fourth down. So the punting unit will head out. And the man who caught the touchdown pass, Jake Bonofsky, is also going to be the deep back here for Seneca Valley. Jake Cradle will punt the football away. Good snap and a good end-over-end kick by Cradle. Bonofsky fields it at the 45-yard line of Seneca Valley. Up the middle he goes. He has a stiff arm, and he nearly gets to the outside, but chasing him down for the Tornado was Davon Coleman. And nonetheless, Seneca Valley will have good field position. There is a flag on the play. So we'll wait to see what the call is. The ball is spotted at the Butler 42, but this may change. And we await the word. Holding against Seneca Valley. So the return will be negated a bit. I'm not sure where the flag was thrown, so we're not sure where it's going to be marched off from. Lots of penalties here in the first quarter. Kind of drags the flow of the game down a tad.
Absolutely.
So the flag was thrown at the Seneca Valley 45, so this will put the Raiders back a lot further than they would have been to the 35-yard line.
Definitely helps the Tornado out.
First down and 10 for Seneca. Luke Smith, one of the wideouts for Seneca Valley. Slot receiver out there as well on the far side. Gabe Lawson, the sophomore quarterback, will go into the shotgun on first down. Bootleg, nope, a pitch up the middle he goes. And Mancuso bounces it to the outside. Seth Mancuso will get good yards as he's driven out of bounds at the Seneca Valley to the Seneca Valley 43-yard line, it appears. Gain of 8.
Boy, and he just got that pitch off there before Skidmore came in there and just, oh, plastered him. Nice hit.
A little shuffle pass up the middle. Shuttle pass. I'm sure the proper terminology. I guess shuttle is the term.
Yes.
Second down and 2.
You can call it whatever you want, Ron. You're fine.
Second down. And this one is blown dead right away. Flags thrown. This will go against the Raiders. And they may not have gotten the playoff in time as the play clock has been reset. So it could be a delay of game penalty on Seneca. Yeah, procedure the call against the Raiders. So a five-yard penalty. Take it back to the 38-yard line. Make that second down and seven a little bit tougher. Central Catholic leading the conference at 2-0. Penn Hills and Pine Richland at 1-0. So these two teams, somebody is going to get their first conference victory here tonight. We're hoping, of course, it's the Tornado. Shaler and North Allegheny both looking for their first conference win tonight. They play each other at North Allegheny tonight. Second down and seven. Lawson rolls to his right and will run with the football. To his left, cuts it back to the middle of the field. He has a first down into Butler territory, and Gabe Lawson with a big run. Down to the Butler 43-yard line. Yards on that scamper by Gabe Lawson.
He just got himself kind of lost out there in space, you know, and no one was coming around him, though. Did a nice job getting his vision downfield and found that little bit of an opening and cut back to the middle of the field for the big, big yardage.
First and 10, Seneca at the Butler 43. Luke Smith and Jake Banofsky, the wideouts to either side on first down. The give is to Seth Mancuso. He'll go up the middle. Meets some resistance by the Tornado at the 40-yard line. And that is a gain of three for Mancuso.
Tilko did a nice job scraping off his block there.
And Dan Klein also in on that tackle for the Tornado. Second down and six. 1:51 to go here in the first. Seneca up 7-0. Raiders taking a long time in the huddle. They break huddle with 10 seconds on the play clock. Second down and six. Here comes the Butler blitz. Lawson in scrambling. He'll be sacked. He's held at the 46-yard line.
It. Oh, boy. That's a bad call. He was shuffling it out there, and unfortunately, the backside ref is making a blind call.
So he is sacked at the 46-yard line, Craig. They did not blow that whistle right away. Butler had him wrapped up, so he was looking to make a play.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Loss of six. So that'll make it third down and 13 now for Seneca.
It was a great push by the left side of the defensive line there.
Smith and Banofsky split out to the far side. Ty Gross, the lone wide out to the near side on third down. Lawson to throw. Here comes that Tornado blitz.
Gets
thrown. Fumble. Ball is loose. And Seneca looks like they recovered it at the Butler 45, but a flag thrown in the area of holding as well on Seneca Valley.
Well, I'll tell you what. That time they brought Colton Frost from his defensive front position to actually an outside end. And they blitzed him hard from out there, and he was running people over. And so they had nothing left to do but to hold him.
And that is the official call. And that would be one you'd want to decline. The flag was thrown at the Seneca Valley 48-yard line. It's on a third down. And they will decline it. So they'll make it a fourth down and 13. Oh, make that fourth and 11. Seneca at least line up here, and they're going to punt it away. Maybe not. I mean, probably not going to get a playoff here. They're going to let the clock run out. 14 on the play clock, 10 on the scoreboard clock. That's what the Raiders are going to do as they do the slow walk to the sideline. So the only scoring in the first quarter, a 66-yard touchdown reception by Jake Banofsky. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Seneca Valley 7 and Butler nothing. And this is Butler Football at 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious. You can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
Back at Seneca Valley High School, Ron Willison along with Dr. Craig Lucas, 7-0 Seneca Valley. They are facing a fourth down and 11 at the Butler 44-yard line. And it looks like Gabe Lawson may pooch punt this one, the quarterback. Flag blows the play dead right away.
Flag on play.
Sloppy first quarter. A lot of penalties in the first quarter. Wow, they're saying this one's on Butler. At least that's what Gabe Lawson is saying for Seneca Valley. Offside tornado. Encroachment, I guess, would be the call. And that's a five-yarder, and I don't know if that changes the mind of Seneca Valley or not. I got to believe it might. The penalty takes it to the Butler 39. Because it looked like, as I said, that Gabe Lawson was going to pooch it. Fourth down at six. So an interesting call here for Seneca Valley. See what they're going to do. And I got to believe they're just going to go for it. Going to put three men in a pattern and a single setback. That's Noah Mancuso. I believe I may have said Seth Mancuso before, and I apologize. It's Noah. And now a timeout taken by Seneca Valley. They just wanted to see, Craig, I guess, how Butler was lining up defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So the Raiders will burn a timeout. Don't forget, we're going to choose our WRIC's primetime player of the game later on. You can be a primetime player, too, this weekend by visiting WRIC's Taproom and Grill in Meridian. WRIC's has great weekend specials, including their famous prime ribs. Stop by this weekend and enjoy Butler's best prime rib at WRIC's, a proud sponsor of Butler football and athletics, as well as youth sports in the area, WRIC's Taproom and Grill. So a fourth down and six for Seneca Valley. They went to the sidelines to talk about it. Fourth down. And again, looks like
the quarterback's look like he's under center.
Yep, he's going to go in under center on fourth down. Mancuso deep in the backfield. They'll toss it to him. Seth Mancuso will try that Butler defense. Oh, they drill him right at the 40-yard line for no gain. Actually lost a yard on the play. And Butler will take over on downs.
Wow. Holy cow. I'll tell you what, beautiful job that time containing the outside. Oh, wow. You had a great linebacker play, great defensive end play. I'll tell you. Great stop. That's a momentum builder right there.
Absolutely. Let's see if the Tornado offense now can get it cranked up again. Had a good drive going on their first possession of the night. They'll take over at their own 40-yard line. First down and 10. Staggered eye backfield. That'll be broken up by Mihalik, who will go into motion on the near side. And a quick hitch catch is made. Far side, Sam Dietrich. Positive yards. Dietrich out to the 40, almost a 43-yard line, a gain of three.
Good pickup.
a different look. Second down and 7.
That's what you got to do. You got to get those little new wrinkles in there.
Brad Kopp and Dietrich are your wideouts this time on either side. Second down and 7. Mihalik and Tilko in the backfield. This time Dietrich will come in motion. He'll give it off to Jake Tilko. Up the middle will go, and he'll get a couple. Nudge the ball across the 45. Gain of a couple. Making a manageable third down and 5. Gabe Miller on the stop for Seneca Valley. Pine Richland up on top of Penn Hills early in the first quarter score in. 7-0 the score there. Third down and 5. Bligger, play action, looking near side, now under pressure, and he'll escape one tackler, but the backside pressure comes in. A flag is thrown right where Flieger was dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, could be a face mask.
And we'll await the official word as he it's holding on Butler. And they'll decline the penalty for the Raiders. That'll bring up 4th and 5. See the coaching staff saying they'll want to decline it. So the penalty's starting to stack up here from both teams.
Absolutely.
So the Tornado will go 3 and out and will punt.
Bet you if it was a cold, rainy night, we would only see about half of these penalties. These refs wouldn't be hanging around. It's a nice, nice, warm night, so they're willing to throw the flag.
Their shoulders are warmed up now. Throwing many hankies. Jake Banofsky awaiting the Jake Cradle kick. Jake gets it away from the 36-yard line. A booming high kick. Banofsky calls for a fair catch. Lets it hit. Takes a sideways roll and kind of dies right at the 24-yard line. Cradle will have to get on and replace his divot. That one hit and died right there at the 24.
It really did. Nice punt. Had great hang time.
It did.
Holy cow.
That was a boomer. We're just getting into the darker stages here. The lights are starting to take over. So the Tornado defense coming up big on the last set of Raider downs. Let's see if they can get the ball back into the Tornado offensive hands. Leading 7-0 are the Raiders over the Tornado. 9:49 to go in the first half. First and 10, Seneca Valley. Gabe Lawson in under center on first down. Noah Mancuso will get the call. Bounces around right in. He has first down yardage as he's driven out of bounds at the 41-yard line.
Just worked himself out of the grasp of Tilko. Tilko had him. He was sort of pinching hard from the outside. And boy, he just bounced to the outside. That's a tough play.
That looked like he was stacked up pretty good there right at the line.
He really was. But he's a very determined runner.
Gain of a 17 for Noah Mancuso. Officially, he has 32 yards rushing on the night. First and 10, Seneca Valley at the 41-yard line. Lawson takes a snap, fakes the pass, and will run straight forward. Butler will have nothing to do with that as they take him down. After a short gain, he'll get to the 42, and that's all. John Ryan Harold, the stop for Butler. Does he go by JR, do you know?
He usually does.
All right, we'll call him JR.
What we've always
known. Hope he doesn't mind. We're going to go JR Harold. Second down and 9. Four will go into the pattern for Seneca Valley on this 2nd and 9 play. It's a screen pass. It's incomplete. Pass too low for Jake Banofsky. to make it third down and 9. Just led them a bit too far and too low.
Exactly. Worked well for Butler. Wow. He was covered pretty tight, too.
Yeah, it didn't look like he had much much room to run.
Now, Mertz was all over him there, so if he would have caught that ball, he may have actually lost yards on it.
Third down and 9. Play action, bootleg to the near side. Here comes the pressure. Lawson just throws it down the near sideline. It's a free ball, incomplete. And Luke Mahalik had a shot at an interception, but a good job by the receiver to knock it out of his hands. And that'll make it fourth down and 9. And do we have a flag? Personal foul against Butler. A flag near the sideline, Craig, where he was running out of bounds.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, the North Hills refs, the Seneca Valley, no, yes.
Did they call roughing the passer on that call?
Yeah, they did.
If he broke pocket, even?
He was, yes.
Well, I'm not, I don't completely understand that call either. I'm sorry.
I mean, from where he launched the ball, I would have thought that it was an ineligible pass. I mean, he was past the line of scrimmage. If you look at where they marked the flag, and where the first down marker was.
That's true.
As well as the original line of scrimmage
42?
Marker. Yes. He was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball. But they failed to address that.
So that gives the Raiders the football at the 43-yard line. First down and 10. I'm really just not happy with that call. I'm sorry. Raiders at the line on first down. Gabe Lawson turn and give it to Mancuso. Up the middle he goes. He has a first down, and he'll be tripped up and tackled by Butler's Dan Klein at the Seneca Valley 29-yard line. Gain of 14 for Noah Mancuso on that carry. First down and 10. And a no-huddle offense this time. Up the middle again goes Mancuso. This time he'll bounce it around right in. A flag comes in. Couple of flags thrown.
A pretty blatant holding there.
As he is stopped at the 18-yard line. So this one looks like it will definitely come back. Holding against Seneca Valley, the official call. So this one will come back. And that would be at, let's see, they'll move it to the 34. So it makes it first down and 14. 8:22 to go, first quarter. Seneca Valley leading Butler 7-0. The Raiders have the football at the Butler 33-yard line. Gabe Lawson in the shotgun on first down and long. A little quick screen pass, flanker screen, a catch is made. And running down the far sideline, I believe, is Luke Smith. I take that back. Brennan Hayes with the catch and good yards after the catch for Hayes. As a first down for Seneca Valley at the Butler 14.
Just a quick hit.
Yep. What are you going to do?
Right.
It was wide open, and he took it and ran with it. Didn't waste any time. From the 15-yard line, first down. Mancuso goes up the middle. Butler with good defensive play that time. Tripped him up early, and then he ran into a wall. He did get a short gain. Colton Frost credited with the stop at the 11-yard line, a gain of 3.
Well, you can see the defense is getting pushed back here a bit, but we're still playing with a lot of heart.
Certainly are, and they've really been out on the field quite a bit here. The Raiders, this being their third possession, about the 22nd play all told. Coming up, that should be the 23rd play for Seneca Valley on the night. Second down and 7 from the 12. Option to the right, the keeper. Up the middle goes quarterback Gabe Lawson. He'll be tackled after the first down marker at the Butler 1. Gain of 10. Sam Dietrich credited with the stop for the Tornado, but now they're in trouble. As Seneca has it first and goal at the 1 yard line.
Tough position for the Tornado to be in here.
Keeper by Lawson. And no official word yet. Near side official says touchdown, Seneca Valley. Comes at the 6:11 mark of the second quarter. Seven plays on that drive. A couple of penalties thrown in there. And that drive began at the Seneca Valley 24, so 76 yards total on the drive. Point after drive by Tanner Sherry. It's a line drive PAT, and it is good. 6:11 to go in the first half. It's now Seneca Valley 14 and Butler nothing. And this is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
Seven plays, 76 yards. Gabe Lawson runs it in from 1 yard out. 14-0 Seneca Valley as the Tornado now will accept the kickoff. 6:11 to go here in the first half. Hope you're enjoying your broadcast on WBUT. The run-up and the kick. And it's a high kick taken by Luke Mihalik at the 17-yard line. And up the middle he goes, and a good gainer for Mihalik out to the 32.
And we have had good field position off of the kick return.
We have. 29-yard line, 34, 40, and a 32. So you're right, Craig. It's been good field position.
We just have to finish out the drives now.
Yep. Imperative now that the Tornado get some points here if we can. First down and 10. Flieger in the pistol on first down. Option pitch. Oh, and it's a short pitch to Luke Mihalik, and he picks the football up, and he got a good bounce. And he'll make positive yards out of what looked to be a near disaster.
Wow.
And he'll gain one to the 33.
Give him big-time credit for that. Great heads-up play by Luke that time. That ball right up off the turf and go with it.
He got a good bounce for sure. Second down and 9. Brad Kopp to the near side. Dietrich to the short side of the field on second down and nine. Man in motion, Luke Mihalik. He'll go to the left. Fleer, straight drop, screen pass. It's off the hands, tipped, and intercepted again, I believe.
Yes.
It was picked off, and coming up with the interception was Connor Hayes. A late flag comes in. Another pass tip, Craig. Looked like he had some zip on that ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely did.
On a little screen pass over the middle. And we'll see what the flag's all about. A little extracurricular after the play. Face mask.
Could be.
A personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Seneca Valley.
Little John out there.
So they will have a first down, but it'll be a 15-yard penalty. That'll bring the football right to midfield.
Tell you, a really good crowd here tonight for the Tornado.
It is. See, they came out for sure. That's going to need to really get the crowd going over there, Craig. Give these kids some support. They need a pick-me-up here, and you can get it from that hometown crowd. So the Raiders, though, have it at midfield, first down and 10, leading 14 to nothing. Gabe Lawson in the shotgun on first down. We'll give it to Noah Mancuso. He goes all off guard, and he is gone. He's at the 25-20, one man to beat. It'll be Sam Dietrich will knock him to the turf, but not before he gets to the one-yard line, a 49-yard run. Well, they'll mark him out at the five. Oh, no, John Mihalik. Who got him? Luke Mihalik. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. He ran him down there.
49 yards, though, for Noah Mancuso. Man, he just hit the hole quick. Went untouched. That's tough because that defense was just out there.
Right.
And they had to go right back out.
They're definitely tired.
Now their backs are definitely to the wall here. First and goal. Powerhouse backfield for Seneca. Mancuso up the middle. The Butler defense, though, I believe, stopped him.
Yes. Brought him back.
No gain on the play. It'll give him right to the goal line, and that's it. The middle of that defensive line stood strong that time. Second down.
This is where you need big play from your linebackers.
And Lawson with the keeper. Touchdown, Seneca Valley. His second touchdown of the night. Second 1 yard. Quarterback keeper for a TD, and it makes it 20 to nothing with a point after the come. Tanner Sherry out there again for the point after try, the senior. Tanner Sherry's extra point is good. And the Raiders extend their lead. It's now Seneca Valley 21, Butler nothing. 4:09 to go into half. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Oh, McDonald's takes the lead and goes big, adding 2-for-5 deals up on the board. What's it going to be? The iconic Big Mac, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, filet of fish, or quarter pounder with cheese? Oh, they're good! They're all good! The fan favorites you love are back on the McPick 2 menu. Choose any two for just $5. Mix and match your McDonald's faves today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Seth Winters set to kick it off for Seneca Valley. The Raiders lead 21-0. Later stages of the second quarter here. High kick taken by Luke Mihalik at the 10. He's at the 15-20. Has a seam at the 25. Spun to the turf at the 32-yard line. So another good gain and a decent field position again for the Tornado. Austin Eichenhauer credited with a stop for Seneca Valley.
Here's where you need your big play. If you wanted a big play all game, this is where it has to come in.
It's got to happen right here. From the Butler 32, Jake Tilko with the carry. The fullback plows into the middle. And Tilko will get to, looks like the 34, a gain of a couple. Second down and 8.
I can understand wanting to stay with the game play, but you've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds here left in the half. And got to pick up some first downs here and get some points on the board.
Second and 8. Play action. Fleeger under pressure. He's flush from the pocket. Now will try to scramble. And Brandon, it does a good job of actually getting back, it looks like, to the line of scrimmage. He was hit a couple of times in the backfield, and no gain on the play.
I tell you, I wouldn't mind just seeing him just do a quick setup and just take off under a designed run. You got to do something here to kind of get that different wrinkle.
A quarterback draw.
I don't know if the left tackle heard what was going on because he was really slow coming off the ball. And actually, by the time he got set up into his pass-blocking position, unfortunately, Fleeger was right there behind him.
So third down and 8 at the 34. Send Luke Mihalik. Pass is incomplete. Had a couple of men in the area, Mihalik and Dietrich. Looks like it was thrown just a bit behind Mihalik. Looked like he was the intended receiver on that one. And that'll make it fourth down.
It was a beautiful pass. I really liked the zip he had on that ball. Nice level pass. But personally, I would like to see that on the first down. See kind of shake it up here a little bit.
So Butler will be forced to punt. Jake Cradle stands at the 23-yard line. Jake Banofsky will wait the boot. Good snap. End-over-end kick. It'll hit at the Seneca Valley 36-yard line. Take a Butler bounce. And will be downed at the 31. And the Raiders with 2:09 to go in the second. And a 3-touchdown lead will go back out on offense.
It's tough to see your defense back out there. That offense just can't be out there for just 3 plays.
Jacob Beck hustling down to down that football, the senior. This is where your defense has to come up with a big play, too.
Absolutely. Because they know they're facing the fact that they got to come back out here in the second half.
Oh. Gabe Lawson on first down. A little delayed handoff to Seth Mancuso. Looked inside, bounces it around the right end. A flag comes in. Looked like maybe a block in the back, Craig, as Butler was closing in on a Colton Frost in the area there.
Well, I know Jake Tilko was definitely held very, very blatantly from the outside there. He was trying to get away to get upfield to make the tackle.
And Cuso was knocked out of bounds at about the 46-yard line, and that's where the penalty will be assessed from. and it is a 10-yard penalty. Holding the call. So that negates a very good gainer. And now Butler will take a timeout, and I think that's a good call.
Yes.
Well, not only to give the kids a bit of a breather, you got three timeouts remaining, still some time on the clock here. And when we resume play, Seneca Valley will have it first down and six at the 36-yard line. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, the MSA Sports Network halftime show. Features galore with Don Rebel and Mike White of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We have a halftime score of North Hills 14, Fox Chapel 7. Out of time scores coming in here. My friend Ed Montgomery checking in. 10-10 at halftime, Mount Lebanon and Cannon McMillan. Central Valley over North Catholic, 28-7. Last report, North Allegheny was leading Shaler 14-0. Pine Richland had a 7-0 lead over Penn Hills. Those two games, Northern 7 conference matchups. First down and six. Seneca has it at their own 36-yard line. Loss puts a man in motion. That's Luke Smith, and this play will never get off. They'll again throw the flag.
On our way down here today, we thought this might be a strong ground game, that we might get out of here early tonight. That's not going to happen.
With all the penalties, a procedure call on Seneca Valley. So another penalty moves the Raiders back more to the 31. First down and 11 now. There's been no flow to this first half at all.
Absolutely not.
On the timeouts, the referees are the ones getting the water, not the players. Mancuso off the middle he goes, and Noah Mancuso with a short gain. Butler did a good job of bottling that one up. Darren Skidmore with the tackle for Butler as they knock him down at the 34-yard line, a gain of three. Seneca Valley in no hurry here as they have a 21-point lead, a minute and a half to go in the half. Option to the left, keeper for Lawson. Lawson faked the pitch, drives the pile forward. He was met well before the first down marker, Craig, at about the 40, but kept his feet. And he may have enough for a first down. No, it'll be just shy. They may have to measure this one. Looks like he put it at the 42. They'll say move the chains. So that's an 8-yard gain.
He was definitely aided by one of his offensive linemen. He kind of ran in the arms of his offensive lineman, and he just fell forward with him and had enough momentum to get the first.
Play action. Lawson, flush from the pocket. Throws on the run. Catch is made. Luke Smith near sideline. Into Butler territory. And he has enough for a first down. They'll mark him at the Butler 42-yard line. Gain of 16. Luke Mihalik with the stop. And Seneca Valley will take a quick timeout. Stops the clock with 49 seconds remaining. McDonald's of Butler is hiring. They're looking for great people like you to join their team. At McDonald's, they believe a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. That's why a job at your local McDonald's not only works around your schedule, but can also help you every day by offering opportunities that will help you no matter where your career may take you. Interested in joining the team? Simply stop into your favorite Butler McDonald's location or to apply or log on to McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. That's McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. We thank McDonald's as well as the many sponsors of Butler High School football. Bagley or Buick, one of our sponsors as well. law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, always a big supporter of high school athletics in the area. We thank them. First and 10, Seneca Valley. They have it at the Butler 42. 49 seconds to go here in the half. The Raiders with a 21-0 lead. Delayed draw handoff to Mancuso. Noah Mancuso appears has enough for a first down and another flag thrown in. And they'll put the flag at the 35-yard line. And Craig, this one looks like it's going to come back.
Yep, Darren Skidmore is being held from the outside there.
They'll give it an illegal block on Seneca Valley.
I just want to make different calls out there. They're opening up the book here like, hey, what haven't we called yet?
That's what it seems. they're running down their own playbook.
Exactly.
And a 10-yard penalty back to the 45-yard line. First down and 13 at the 45-yard line. I'll be interested to see the penalty statistics at halftime.
Wow.
Oh, a botched handoff, and Lawson will pick it up and run forward. He'll be tackled at the Butler 38-yard line. He took the snap, turned, and tried to hand it off to the running back, Mancuso. Instead, he fumbled it and picked it up and ran.
Skidmore almost had that, too.
Yeah, he was laying there, right there on the turf.
Oh, you get to see he was just right there. Bad bounce for Butler, but a good bounce for Seneca Valley.
Lawson gained 6 on the play. To the 39-yard line. Seneca Valley took a timeout, stopping the clock with 19 ticks remaining in the first half. They'll have a second down and about 7 when we get out of the timeout. Greg, I got to believe on second down, they could go for the end zone here.
Oh, they're going to take their shots there.
I got to believe they're going to take a shot here, I believe, on second down. We'll see.
You usually don't call a timeout just to run the clock out. You know?
You're right.
Yeah, it would make no sense to call a timeout and
then just go take a knee. Thank you, Mr. Obvious, right?
Well, call it like I see it.
I know. That's me. Here comes a Butler pressure. They will sack Gabe Lawson. He'll lose about 5 yards on the play. Tornado just pinned their ears back that time, Craig, and went to get him, Jake Cradle.
And I'll tell you, with the girth of the defensive line there, they are just pushing that offensive line around.
That will end the first half of play. 3 touchdowns for Seneca Valley. Gabe Lawson with a couple of them for the Raiders. They'll take a 21-0 lead into the locker room. We'll take a quick timeout, and this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.